That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When nagging headaches bring you grief, take Alka-Seltzer's Fast Relief. Alka-Seltzer does the trick, does it right, and does it quick. Yes, there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from occasional headaches. So if you ever find yourself troubled with a headache at the end of an especially busy and trying day, try Alka-Seltzer for speedy, comforting relief. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, and drink it down. You'll see how fast Alka-Seltzer helps you to feel better again. And here's why. Since Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you take it, its pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go to work instantly. And because of its effervescent base, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Now, this all adds up to some pretty sensible advice. So the next time you have a headache, why not follow it? Better make it a point to ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer today. And so you'll always have plenty of comfort on hand, keep your eye on that supply. Remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's trying to adjust himself to his new business partner, Squire Skint. And Abner is trying to get over the effects of green paint on his face. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire in the Jot'em Down store talking to Lum.
Here, hold on now, Lum. What are you taking out of the cash drawer there?
I was just looking to see how much money we've got in there.
Well, you leave that money alone. We need that to transact business with, make change here.
Well, I never aimed to take it all, just needed some pocket money.
Lum, that's something we've got to put a stop to. Just run into the cash drawer and taking out a handful of money whenever you want it.
Well, me and Abner all has done that and seemed to work out good.
I wish you'd quit bringing up what you and Abner used to do. Just remember, Abner has nothing to do with this store now.
Well, I need a little spending money, Squire. I don't know no other way to get it except out of the cash drawer.
We're all right, but let's have a little system around here, Lum. From now on, you'll draw so much salary each month, and that'll have to run you till the next payday.
I don't think I can live on that.
Well, now, wait till I tell you how much it'll be. See, each one of us will draw so much a month. And then, at the end of the year, if there's any money left in the business, why, we'll divide it 50-50.
Sounds great, but I doubt if it'll work. I know that me and Abner are... nothing.
It'll work all right, Lum. I've been figuring this out, and we'll put you on a salary of $60 a month.
$60?
Well, that's the best we can do, Lum.
The best? Granny, that's too good. Oh, I can live like a king on that. You sure you can afford that, Squire?
Well, now that you mention it, Lum, maybe we should lower that a little.
No, I'm satisfied with it, Squire. The fact is, I'm for it 100%. There's the best one, Heidi. You've studied up so far. I'm okaying that in right here and now.
Well, we'll see how it works out. Might have to make a few changes later on. But remember now, no more of that reaching in the cash drawer for a handful of money.
Well, I won't need to long as I'm getting all that salary now. When do I get that?
I'll have to work that out first, Lum.
I'd like for it to be retroactive as of now.
Lum, I've got to go to dinner and take care of a few business matters over at my insurance office. I'll be back after a while.
Well, when do I get my $60?
I'll see you later, Lum. Well, hello there, Ben.
Hello, Squire. What's new?
Lum's inside there, Ben. He'll take care of you. So long.
So long. Nice fellow, Squire. How are you, Lum?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon, Ben. How are you?
Yes. How did Abner make out at the party last night? Did the grease paint work all right?
Well, I oughtn't to be laughing about this, but that Abner was the comicalest looking one sight I ever seen. It's all actual a shame what that poor little varmint went through. But when I got back to the store yesterday... There he was standing there. His face was the prettiest green you ever seen.
Green?
Yeah. See, Cedric went over to get the grease paint, you know, to cover up that delible ink we got on Abner's face. And Cedric thought we said... He thought we said green paint instead of grease paint.
Oh, my stars.
Oh, I wish you could have saw Abner. You just ain't got no idea how he looked. If he hadn't looked so funny, he'd have scared a body out of 10 years' growth.
Well, how did his chin whiskers look with the new paint job?
Well, somehow or other, Cedric missed them. He was doing the painting, and he just sort of painted around Abner's whiskers. I think that's what made him look so extra comical.
Abner must have been quite a sensation at the party.
Well, what we done was take some paint remover and got the paint off with that, and might nigh Abner's skin along with it.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh,
his face was so red by that time that you couldn't hardly see that delible printing on it no more. So Abner just told everybody he'd been out fishing, got himself all sunburned. I hate to lay it, but every time I think how he looked with that green face, I just can't help it.
I think grease paint would have worked a whole lot better.
Why, of course it would have.
Yes. Grease paint would have worked much better.
Well, we know that, Ben. It was just a mistake.
Fine. If Abner comes in while I'm here, remind me to tell him to use regular theatrical grease paint next time.
Ben, if Abner comes in or you see him anyplace, I advise you not to even bring up the subject. Abner ain't been awful happy about this whole deal.
Well, all right. You tell him that, Lum.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell him.
This friend of mine I was telling you about yesterday, the one you can get some grease paint from, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we won't need any now, Ben.
Well, you better jot his name down. It's Fred Reavers. Got it?
Well, Ben, we ain't going to have no use for his name.
F-R-E-D, Fred. Reavers is spelled just like it sounds. It rhymes with beavers, but it's spelled differently, naturally. Lots of people have trouble with it. Just put down Mount Idy under that. The postmaster there knows him well.
I'm sure he does.
Fred's about medium size, attends the Baptist church, and wears a genuine Indian beaded belt, which he bought in the Union Railroad Station in Kansas City for $1.98.
Well, I'm proud to know that about Fred, but I doubt if I'm ever going to need that information.
Yes, you'll find him highly cooperative. In fact, he's... Oh, hello there, Abner. I was just telling Lum about old Fred Reavers.
About old who?
You remember him. He's the one who wore Grandma Zinkerfusa's kimono.
Uh-huh.
Carried a minor but important role in the Mount Idy home talent production of the Mikado. I'm sure he'll let you have all the grease paint you want.
Grease paint?
Ben, I told you not to bring that up.
Yes. I wish you could have seen Fred on opening night. It ran for 2 consecutive nights. The crowds fell off quite considerably the second night.
Lum, could I talk to you for a little bit?
Why, sure.
The Mikado was presented on the stage of the town hall there in Mount Idy, and Fred entered from left wing in the second act, attired in Grandma's kimono, waved a Japanese fan, I believe. And then, when attempting to exit, he got wound up in the back curtain somehow and didn't appear in the third act or even in the next night's performance.
I guess we could go back in the feed room, Tokyo.
Yeah, just get out.
However, 1 week later, the Swiss bell ringers played my lady, and Fred suddenly appeared from out of the back curtain during their third number and caused much laughter.
You mean he'd been there all that time?
Fine. Well, I've got to be running along. You've got Fred's address there, so you just write to him.
Yeah, sure, we will.
Yeah, we'll write him.
Hey, that's Ben.
What's that Mikado he was talking about there?
No telling. What was you wanting to talk to me about?
Well, I just wanted to find out what you're going to do about buying that stuff of mine.
What am I going to do about it?
Yeah, that's the reason I sold my interest in the store here, so we wouldn't be business partners, and I could sell you what stuff I've got left over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Admiral, I was looking over that list of stuff you've got left yesterday. There ain't a whole lot of that junk that I want.
Well, I thought you was going to take it all.
No, might not everything I'd have any use for you've done got shut of. Ain't no use for me to buy something I don't need.
Oh, well, I'll make you a good price on it, Lum. Well, anything you want to give, might not. All I want to do is just get shut of it by September the 1st.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that junk that I wouldn't want to clutter up my place with.
Well, I just thought, long as I was going to sell the stuff so cheap, I just as well to let you get the advantage of it.
Yeah, well, I've got a better idea than that, though. If you'd take and sell it to somebody else, I won't have to fool with it. You can take the money you get out of it and buy some little old something from me and give me a big price for it.
Well, yeah, I could do that, I reckon. Only thing, I don't know where I could get out and sell it for the first of the month or not.
That's right. You ain't got long, have you?
Wish I could find one feller that'd take the whole business. Got all that furniture and some foreign implements, bunch of clothes and one thing and another.
Yeah?
Cow and a calf and some chickens.
Yeah, let me see. Who might want them things?
Well, you said you'd take them all, Lum. I don't know why you're backing out now.
Well, Abner, I'm just trying to get a better idea for you.
Oh, by the way, Lum.
Oh, what is it, Ben?
You asked me about Fred Reavers.
Oh, no, I never.
You asked if he was wound up in that back curtain all that time.
Well, now that you mention it, I was wondering about that.
Well, sir, I questioned Fred about that one day, pinned him down, so to speak.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
I asked him point blank. Fred, I said, were you wound up in that curtain all that time? And Fred looked at me and, well, you know Fred.
No, I don't know him.
Well, he's one of those fellows that just hates to talk about himself. He wouldn't say a word. Well, I thought you'd like to have that cleared up. So long.
Cleared up? I wished he'd stay out of here.
Yeah. Oh, now, what was that big idea he was trying to study up for me there?
Let's see.
Said you.
Oh, yeah, I know what I was thinking about. Have you ever been to an auction sale?
Lum, I'm trying to get shut of my stuff, not buy some more.
Yeah, but ain't you noticed that folks will buy stuff at an auction sale that they wouldn't have as a gift at any other time?
That's what I say. I'd get over there and buy everything in sight.
Not if you was putting it on.
Huh?
You just put on a big auction sale, Abner, and if you don't sell every dad-blame thing you've got, I'll personally eat anything you got left over.
All right, Nogis, it's a deal. We'll just auction off everything I've got.
Well, either that auction had better be extremely successful, or Lum had better have a good, healthy appetite.